School leaders in Boston are reimagining summer school. Starting this summer, the city wants to provide 2,000 K-8 students extra help that combines summer learning with enrichment. WBUR's Max Larkin with our Edify unit explains the change.
Educators have a phrase for the way summer school has historically worked: drill and kill. Administrators at Boston Public Schools say they're still partly stuck in that model. Some students who didn't master material during the year are getting caught up with 5 weeks of rote learning in stifling classrooms. It's not exactly appealing, especially when compared to the creative enrichment programs available in the summer for students from wealthier families. BPS Superintendent Tommy Chang says summer is the perfect season to expose BPS students to project-based learning.
When you go to classrooms where young people are working on projects, it's powerful. They're producing things that change their lives and affect the community, and summer is a great time to be able to do this sort of learning.
District officials say they know that the traditional approach to summer school isn't popular. They routinely enroll more students than teachers can handle, confident that at least a third of them won't show up. But that's not a strike against the idea of summer school. In fact, a new report from the RAND Corporation suggests summer learning is invaluable if done right. It can equip students, especially low-income and low-achieving students, to do better on tests mid-year. The RAND report found that the biggest benefits reach only the students who attend regularly. So programs have to be designed so that people actually want to go. Toward that end, the city has reallocated close to $1.5 million to fund a new summer learning program called the Fifth Quarter. Another $700,000 in funding comes from donations. The Fifth Quarter will place more than 2,000 high-need students, mostly middle schoolers, in 31 free programs around the Boston area. Some will be run by the district and others by community partners. BPS faculty will help teach them all, marrying the district's academic goals for students to new experiences, from sailing to salsa dancing. The Fifth Quarter hopes to better prepare students for high-stakes tests, but it'll do so by helping them fall in love with the kind of learning that testing can sometimes squeeze out. One participating organization is Outward Bound, on Thompson Island in Boston Harbor. Lori Sherman is the program's executive vice president. She says having BPS faculty helping out will blend Outward Bound's curriculum of science and character building with students' regular schoolwork back on shore.
The kids get the benefit of co-teachers who are coming from different backgrounds. That's absolutely strengthening our partnership with the Boston Public Schools.
If the Fifth Quarter program is judged a success, it could expand to include high school students in the years ahead. A new age of summer school, one that finally sounds like fun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.